It's locking me up. I can't go out to parties. What kind of life is that? There's something good to say. It's Rashi Delisha Simcha. It's a lot of tzar. You tell your wife she can't go to any parties, so she has a right to get a get. El Beis Ovel, my nerve for now. If the neder she can't go to Beis Ovel, what do you mean you're locking her up? So she doesn't go. So what? So the message like this: no, it is bad. If she can't go to Beis Ovel, she's going to lose out. Why? Tana, we learn like this. Lamacher, what's going to happen is that he makes Lamacher Mesa. We have to be afraid she's going to die. In other words, like whenever she dies, and if she never went to sit shiva by anybody, nobody's going to go back to her. We ain't called bury yourself done, and nobody's going to want to say hesped for her. That's what she's worried about. That's why she wants to go to a Beis Ovel. Not because she's going to enjoy it, but the same way she wants to give cover to Mesa now, she wants people to give her back respect when she's going to be Mesa. Vika the army some say ain't called bury yourself now. Nobody will bury her. So that's what she's worried about. Therefore, she has a good time and she wants to go to the Beis Ovel. Tanya Remeya Weimer. My decision was supposed to say, Tevel Lechaz Beis Ovel. It's good to go to a Beis Ovel, Melechaz Beis Mishta. Ba'asher Hu Soif Kolodom, that you see what the end of a person is. V'yachai Yitin Alibay. And the life people should put to the heart to realize everybody eventually is going to die. So Tain Tzed Ladera, prepare yourself now when you can still do mitzvahs. My, what does it mean, V'yachai Yitin Alibay, that a life person should put to his heart? That means Dvarim Shomisa. You should worry about it. The southeast of Duna. Those you should know that if you're going to say a spade with other people, they'll say it back to you. Tikova Yikvurunuhu. If you help bury other people, they'll bury you also. The Yodu Yadluna. If you cry by them, they'll cry by you. The Loy Yulubenu. If you malava them, they'll be malava you also. The Toyni Tanunu. If you help carry them, they'll help carry you. The kids are such an Indian to go to the Beis Ovel, ask me to connect with me, they should do it back to you also. If the husband has a taina, he doesn't want to go to the party because of a good reason, then it's okay. My dovrach, what's the good reason? He hears his wife wants to go to a hip party, so he has the right to say, nothing doing there. Prutzim there, I don't want you to go there. That's okay. And that's only said if we know for sure there are hippies, bums that go there. It's a nice party. Sam's husband is afraid maybe there'll be bums there. That's not a tain. It has to be a schazik. We know for sure there are bad people there. The Imam Allah Menashe Taimri, because the Mavatayma, let us say it over. Then he said, I'll make a neder if you're not going to tell over what I told you, or what you told me. It means he said embarrassing things. So she has the right to say, I don't want to say these things that embarrass me. So that's a good time that she has the right to get with the ksuba. Or she say, Mamala Marla Yashka. For the Marva Tevet, like, what's so wrong? Let her do it. That means that she fills herself up. Rashi says, Layach, but what really her husband wants to do is Layachash Tashmish, after he has Tashmish and fills her up, Vyamala Rachma Shikh Vazera, Torah Spragle, he wants her to run around fast. So that Seno means to let the Zera come out, that she shouldn't become pregnant. That's what the husband wants her to do. So she has a right to say, I don't want to do that. Now that's the way you want me to do it. She wants to get Tona. She tamale yasara kademayim v'tarva liyashba. That's time she should fill up 10 barrels of water and spill it to the junkyard. I mean, no, she wants it to be like a fool. She has a right to say, I don't want to do it. Whereas this lamb is Shmuel, Mishum, Achi, Yaitiv, Ting, Suba. Shmuel is good. Like she doesn't want to waste the Zera. She wants to become pregnant. She has a tenant to her husband. According to the Mishnah, Stam, the husband says, work hard, like pour 10 pitchers of water and spill it out. What's so bad? Yes, she has a right to say, I don't want to look like a fool. You're telling me to fetch 10 pitchers of water and then spill it out in the junkyard. I look like a fool. That's a good time. She has a right to get a gift with the ksuba. She can't borrow, lent out, sieves, or grinders, rechai, v'taner, yaitzi v'ting suba. She has a right to some getting get with ksuba. If you don't let me lend or borrow, I can't live. Shemasiya shame, Rabbi Shchina says, she's going to have a bad name with the neighbors. Tanya nami hochi, amadu asishin, tishol or tishol. If you make a net, your wife can't borrow or can't lend out. Napa v'kavra, sieves, or grinders, rechai, v'taner, with an oven, yaitzi v'ting suba. The wife has the right to say, give me ksuba. Bivnei shemasiya shame, Rabbi Shchina says, you're giving her a bad name with the neighbors. If she makes a nether that she won't do these things, then the husband has the right to give her a get, but she doesn't get a ksuba. She's getting a bad name in the neighborhood, and the husband has the right to say, I don't like that, I don't like my wife to have a bad name. So if she makes a neder that she's not going to do these things, he has the right to give her a get, and then she loses her ksuba. All right, we'll stop here. Yod nafayin beis omer aleph here by the Mishnah. The Mishnah says the elu yoytzois shaloi b'ksuba. These are the ladies that their husband has the right to give them a get, and the husband does not have to pay them a ksuba. In other words, they're doing something wrong. The wife, it's because of her the husband is giving the get. Therefore, his potter does not have to pay the ksuba. Hoiveres al das moshe, a lady that does things wrong that connected the Torah. Das Moshe means like against the Torah, Moshe, against the Torah. The Yehudis, she does things against Das Yehudis, which means Rashi says she nogu b'nois Yisrael minhogim, certain things that a normal Jewish lady does. The Yafagav to like Siv, even though these things does not say in the Torah, but if it's a minig for b'nois Yisrael to act that way, we'll see in the Gemara minig of Tznius, and this lady does not act to the minig of Tznius like a lady should act. The husband has a right to give her a get and not pay her the ksuba. Now, v'yezuhi das moshe, what's called the lady, the wife, does not do what it says in the Torah. That means ma'achilosoi shena musa. She gives him teeth food that was not taken off trumas amaisus. So she's mom is giving isurim to her husband teeth. So her husband has a right to give her a get and doesn't have to give her ksuba. Or misham shosa nida, or else she lives with him. She lets her husband live with her, and she doesn't tell him that she's an Ida. And really, she's an Ida. So she's making the husband do an Avera, being boiled an Ida, Yisakaris. The husband has the right to give her a get without a ksuba. For like Kotzel or Chala, Rus, when she makes dough, she does not take off Chala. For Noideris, Vienna Makayemis, or else she makes a lot of Nidorim, his wife, and she doesn't do them, she doesn't listen to the Nidorim, she's over the Issa Nidorim. These things are Issa the Eraisa. So if a wife does these things, doesn't have the right to give her a get without paying her the ksuba. V'yezel das Yehudis, what's called things that's only a minig of B'nois Yisrael to act, that if the wife does not do it, you don't have to give her the ksuba, is yoytza of a rosh perua. If she goes outside without covering her hair, she goes outside without covering her hair, that's called against das Yehudis, the husband has the right to give her a get without paying her the ksuba. Yoytza of rosh perua. Or else v'tova bashuk, she spins, she weaves in the middle of the street, or medaberes and kol adam, and she talks to all the people. Tomorrow we'll talk about this. Not derech tznius like that. The lady to do weaving outside on the street, or else to talk to all the men that pass by. Avishur loimer af hamakaleles yoldov b'fonov. If the wife curses the husband's parents in front of him. Yoldav means like the husband's parents, the one that was he was born from. If she curses them in front of a husband, the husband has the right to give her a get without paying her a ksuba. Rabbi Tanfer Noemer Afa Kol Kolanis. Also a lady that screams a lot. So the Morav Mishnah of Yezel Kolanis, what's called a lady that screams a lot? That she's talking in her house. And the neighbors could hear the way she's talking. That's called the Kalanis. We'll see in the Gemara exactly what's wrong about that. Look, all ladies talk loud. The neighbors could hear. So we'll see in the Gemara what's wrong with it.
All these cases, with or without
husband. So the Gemara says, that she feeds her husband food that she didn't take off Trumas and Isis. So Gemara says, hey, Dovi, what are we talking about here? Idiyadi, if the husband knows that this food, like, did not have truma samaisis taken off it, that it's also to eat it, for the Gemara nifrash, so the husband should not eat it? Why is the husband eating it? Let him stay away, let him be perished from it. Idiyadi, the husband does not know that the truma samaisis is still there. As far as he's concerned, it's kosher, he could eat it. So minoyoda, how does the husband know what his wife is doing to him? How does the husband know that the wife is giving him isurim to eat? So Mar says, Letzricha the case is, the omrole ploini koyin tikkunli, es hakri, that the wife tells her husband that you should know this koyin, Chaim Yankel, he was masakin this kri. I bought this bundle of fruits off Chaim Yankel, the koyin, and he told me that he took off trumas and isus. So good, so the husband believed her, and he ate the fruits. But later, the Ozal Shaila, later the husband went and asked his Kohen Chaim Yankel, did you really take off the Trumas and Isis? The Ishtakach Shikra.
and it came out she was lying, that he never took off the Trumas and Maisus. So in such a case, the husband has the right to give his wife a get and does not have to pay the Ksuba. Another case is that she's a Nida and she doesn't tell him. For the Gemara again, what's the case? Both the husband knows that she's a Nida, Nifresh, so the husband shouldn't live with her. It's the husband's fault. If the husband does not know that she's a Nida, so the husband has a right to believe her. If she says she's Tahira, the husband has a right to believe her. So what's wrong here? Like, how does he know that she was really a Nida? To Yomar Rabbi Chinuno, V'akan Amar Shmuel, Minayin L'Nida Sheseferes Liatzma. How do we know that when Isha becomes a Nida, she has a right to count for herself the 7 days, and then she has a right to tell us that she's Tahira? Shenema, the Pasuk says, V'sofra lo Shivas Yomim. Midiraisa, she's only tummy for 7 days. She has to count 7 days, and then she goes to the mikvah, she becomes Torah. So Midarashin law means liatzma, she herself. The mashma, she has a right to count for herself, and Melu, the husband, believes her. So if so, what's wrong? If the Isha tells the husband that she's Torah, the husband has a right to believe her. What's wrong here? So Gemara says, Latzricha, the case is, Diyomra lei pleini chacham tir li esadam. That she says that truth, she sure kiss him, like she saw blood on clothing, and she went to show it to a chacham, and the chacham said that she's Torah, it's okay. Now, the also the husband went shiloh, he asked this chacham, did my wife ask you the shiloh? The ishtakach shikra, the chacham says, no, she never came to me. So since she never came to me, therefore she's lying, that's the case, that the husband has a right to give her a get without a tzuba. The boy you say, another teretz is like this, kid Rav Yehuda, the yom Rav Yehuda, even though the husband does not know that she's a Nida, and she did not tell her husband, but if she's Huchsaka by the Shechenoseho, means the neighbors could tell, or tells the husband that she's a Nida. In other words, in the Gemara's time, they used to wear special clothing. They used to wear special clothing when they were a Nida. So therefore the Shechenim, the neighbors, could tell the husband that we see your wife is wearing this type of clothing, and therefore the neighbors tell the husband that she's a Nida. So the husband believes and realizes that she's a Nida, and the wife in the meantime did not tell her husband that she's a Nida. So that's the case that she did not tell the husband she's a Nida, and the husband finds out that she was a Nida. So in such a case that she was machshul the husband to live with her when she was a Nida, he has a right to give her a get, and does not have to pay the ksuba. That's called she's a veris aldas moshe. Vaitav loikotza lochala, she does not take off chala from the dough that she makes. Again, hechidomi, what's the case? Idiyod, if the husband knows about it, nifresh, don't eat this bread, don't eat it from the dough. Idiyod, yoda, mino yod, if he doesn't know, so how does he find out? As far as he's concerned, it's all kosher. Letzricha, the case is like this, the Omrolei Ploini Goval, she says that this baker, like Goval, the one that makes the dough, this kneader, Tikkun Lies Isa, when he made the dough for me, he was masakrit, he took off the challah. That's what she tells the husband. Now the also the husband himself goes, and Shaila asks this person, is it true that you took off the challah from this dough that my wife bought from you? The Ishtakach Shikra, and the guy says, nothing doing, I never took off challah, I didn't tell your wife I took off challah. So we find out that she's a liar. That's the case that the husband has the right to give her a get without a ksuba. For nederes v'ena makayem, she makes nedarim, she makes promises, and she doesn't keep them. What's so wrong about that? The Yom Amar, we learned that the other nedarim bonim mesim. If people make nedarim and don't not makayem them, because of that avera, their kids die. So kids, the husband has the right to say, I don't want my kids to die. Shenema, the prophet says, "Atitein es picho lachti es pasurecha." Don't like put in your mouth to make chayt es pasurecha. Your boss means your children. Now, v'yeze in ma'isa yodav shalod. What's called ma'isa yodav? The work of your hands of a person. Have yoyimah bonav abenoisav. That's his children. So, because of the chet of nedarim, a person's children are mace. So, therefore, the husband has a right to say, if my wife makes nedarim and she's not mekayim it, because of this avera, my kids will die. He doesn't want his kids to die. Therefore, because of this avera, he has the right to give her a get, and she doesn't get a ksuba. Rav Nachman Amar Mehachav, in this pasuk, it says, La'ashova kisi as b'nechem. That for nothing like I hit your children. What does that mean? La'ashov means al iske shov. About doing things of shov. That means you made a neder,
and you weren't mekayim the neder. If you don't listen, don't do what the neder says, that's called a nidrei shov. You make it in vain. Your words for that, yehikistes b'nechem. Your kids will die. So therefore, the husband has a right to give his wife a get without a tzuba.
Tanya hoy ramei roimer kol hayodeya biyishtesh nederes v'yena mekayemis.
If you know your wife makes nedarim, she makes a lot of promises, and she doesn't keep them, is yachzav yedirenu. You should go ahead and make more nedarim.
For the Gemara, yedirenu b'may mesakin lo. What is it going to help? The fact the husband now starts to make nedarim. What is that going to help?
Elo, what it means to say is like this. Yachzav yechnitenu. Go and have a fight with your wife. Get your wife angry.
Kidei she'tido b'fonof. That she should now start making the nedarim in front of you.
Like most probably when she gets angry, that's when she makes these promises. So let her make the promise in front of you.
Therefore, the yefer law, and you'll be able to make for it right away.
So therefore, like you don't have to give her a get, but if your wife starts to make nedarim, so let her do things that she should make the nedarim in front of you, that you'll be able to make for it.
Omerloy, and this rabbanan said back, no, but the way our Mishnah says, that's not the Yetzah. The Mishnah says you have a right to give her a get. You know why? Because ein adam dar im nochesh bechvifa. You can't live with a snake in the same hole. In other words, you can't live with such a lady. If she's a lady that's going to make nedarim, you can't watch it. Sometimes she'll make it behind your back, sometimes you won't be made for it. So if such a case comes up, that she's an isha that makes a lot of nedarim and she doesn't keep them, you have a right to give her a get without a ksuba.
Tanya hoy Rabbi Yehuda Weiner. Rabbi Yehuda used to say, kol hayedeya biyishto esheina koitze lo chala. If somebody knows about his wife that she does not take off challah from the dough that she makes, is the yachsa v'yafra shachrio. So the answer is not to give her a get, but rather you keep on checking her out. Every time she makes a dough, she makes challah, she makes bread, whatever it is, you check it out and take off the challah for her.
Or Mullah, the Chum said back, no, that's not a good answer, because they know them darim nachash bechvifam. You can't live with a snake in the same hole. The kids of you have a wife that's not going to check out the challah, they're going to give you tea treifas. That's not an eitzah. You can't always watch her. Sometimes you'll miss it and she'll give you treifas teat. So therefore you have a right to give her a get.
Gemara says, man de masni loho, the one that learns it on this last case, is kol shchenahach, for sure on the case of before.
Avo man de masni ahach, on this last case, of the case of koitzel achalom, avo loho zimna de mikri v'yochol.
Look at the one that learned it on the first case of Nedorim, that he says the Eitzer is to let your wife make Nedorim in front of you, he only said that Eitzer by Nedorim. Mashenken over here, when your wife gives you Isurim Teet, he's masking, it's not an Eitzer over here, to check out your wife, to make sure like it's always kosher. Because Zimna de Mikri V'yachil, he's also agrees, sometimes you can miss it, sometimes she'll give you Teet, and you don't check it out well enough, and she says it's kosher, and really it's treif. So if in this last case that the first man the yom agrees, in this last case it's not an eitzah to live with your wife, you should give her a get. Just as last man the yom, it says, even in the case where she feeds you treifus, still don't give her a get, but rather keep on checking her out, for sure he agrees in the first case, where she makes nedarim, that the eitzah is not to give her a get, but just to make her make the nedarim in front of you, that you'll be able to be made for the nedarim. So this is the first part of the Mishnah, that's called das, Moshe, when the lady is over Isurim Midiraisa. Now, V'yezeh Das Yehudis, what's called she doesn't do thing that's not Midiraisa, it's only a minig of Tzniyas of Bnei Yisrael, Yoitza of Rosh Prua. She goes outside with a hair uncovered. For the Gemara, Rosh Prua Diraisi. If a lady goes outside, if a married lady goes outside with a hair uncovered, it's an Isur Diraisa. What does the Mishnah say it's only called Das Yehudis? Mashma, it's only a minig of Bnei Yisrael, it's an Issur D'Oraisa. The Pasuk says, Ulpora es Rosh Isha. Says by a Saita, the Pasuk says by a Saita, when you bring it to the Kayin uncovers a hair. Fitona de Verab Yishmuel. And from here, it's, here we learn out that a Hazara, there's a Lav Hatara, Le Bnei Yisrael, Shalay Yitzi Befrua Rosh. A lady, a married lady, is not allowed to go outside with a hair uncovered. So how can our Mishnah say it's called Das Yehudis? The Chorot Das Moshe to go out without your hair covered. So Gemara says like this, the Yeraisa Kalsa Shapadami. For the Yisra, the Yeraisa, anything she would wear